Hey there, my name is Sam Okus. I'm the editor-in-chief at Nation's Restaurant News, bringing you a very special edition of the Extra Serving Podcast. In June, we published NRN's Top 500 list, giving you a definitive look at restaurant chain performance in 2020. We partnered with Data Central and its Firefly 500 platform on this year's Top 500, and it is chock full of insights that can help you benchmark your own brand's performance and strategize for the year ahead. Now, to dig in just a little bit deeper on how brands fared in 2020, we've been providing you with exclusive interviews with leaders from brands that defied the odds by growing in 2020. These snapshots of success give you exclusive access to the winning strategies that are helping restaurant companies navigate uncharted waters. And hopefully they're going to provide you with some ideas for tackling the challenges that you face in your own business. Stay tuned for more snapshots of success in the weeks and months ahead as we explore what exactly went right for those brands that closed 2020 with positive stories to tell. Also, be sure to head to nrn.com/2021top500. That's nrn.com/2021top500 to catch up on all of our snapshots of success and to catch the rest of our top 500 coverage, which includes a robust data package with sales and unit count information for the nation's top 500 chain restaurants. And now let's roll into today's snapshots of success interview from NRN's 2021 Top 500.
Hi, welcome to this episode of Snapshots of Success, a portion of our Top 500 report from Nation's Restaurant News. My name is Holly Petrie, and I am joined today by Nick Kenner, CEO of Just Salad. Well, Nick, why don't we just kind of start with what 2021 and 2020 looked like for Just Salad? I mean, this year is so different than last year, but they kind of had this continuity of confusion and innovation. So can you just talk about what you guys did in the last 16 months?
I blacked out some of it, but I'm happy to. It's been obviously a crazy time, but really proud of a lot of the achievements that Just Salad has done over the last almost year and a half. We really upped our culinary game. We never had to let go any general managers or corporate team members as a result of COVID. We didn't have to close any stores permanently. We were able to sign some great real estate last year when markets were really depressed. And we've had a lot of groundbreaking initiatives around sustainability and technology in general. But I would say the thing that I'm certainly most proud about is just how the brand and the company stepped up and donated over $1 million worth of food to 20 different Mount Sinai hospitals, most of them located in New York City, some of them in South Florida, at a time when the healthcare workers really needed it.
Yeah, and so you and I were talking, we're both based in New York City. What was it like having a New York-based brand? And, you know, a lot of your stores are in these really heavily populated areas where people were in offices and you were doing catering. And that was a huge part of your business that just disappeared overnight. And you were still able to donate to other companies and to spread the word and to do things for good. So how were you able to turn a moment of less traffic, less business into a positive moment for the brand?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't easy. Look, it was at the time, we didn't know how long this was going to last. There was a thought going into it that we'll kind of close down the stores for 2 or 3 weeks. Everyone will be inside. This thing will go away and, it'll be gone. But there was also this other thought in the back of our mind is anything ever going to go back to the same? When we decided to donate it, it was a big decision because we're not, we're 50 stores, not 500. And it was a meaningful, economic, commitment on our end. But I think, some brands can lose their soul and sell out, to themselves and, consumers during a time of adversity. And we doubled down on our mission, which is to be the solution to everyday health and environmental sustainability. And I think, you know, the commitment to our healthcare workers during that time will stay in our DNA forever. So 10 years from now, when employees ask, when my kids ask, how did Jasalm respond during COVID? Knowing that, you know, we did donate a massive amount of food, over $1 million worth of food to healthcare professionals. And we took steps during this time of COVID to become a further leader in the restaurant space and sustainability. We can be proud, our employees can be proud, our customers can be proud of their association to Jasalm. And I think that has positive business effects for the brand and the company for a long time to come.
Right. And you guys are such a sustainably focused brand. I mean, you did meals that measure, you know, carbon emissions, and you have all of these really innovative packaging. I mean, you have your reusable bowl, and 2020 became the year when you had to use disposables. There was no other option. You had to do it for safety. We didn't know how the virus was spreading at first. But you were still able to keep your eye on the ball and say, you know, we are still a sustainable company. We're still going to ask you, you know, do you want this fork? Do you want this knife? And you have done even more since then. I mean, I remember your report came out, your sustainability report, just a few months ago, and it didn't even show that much of a lag in what you do, considering you had to do all of these measures that you would have never done previously. So can you kind of talk about how you were able to still be sustainably focused while the world was collapsing?
Yeah, I mean, we always are going to remain steadfast to our mission no matter what. It's our North Star, and it's something that centers us. And certainly during COVID, it involved more creativity, you know, to stay closer. And our Chief Sustainability Officer, Sandra Noonan, she was very creative, and she said, okay, what can we do during this time if people aren't coming into our stores and reusing, which I have right here, the largest restaurant reusable bowl in the United States, the program, what can we do? And, you know, she felt that climate labeling was something that was really important, the transparency to our customer, in letting them know what items have larger carbon emissions than other. It's the start of a conversation. It's the start of letting consumers know meat and cheese worse for the environment, certain vegetables much better. And it's, you know, it's simple, but it's something I think that's really important to start that path and journey of transparency to the customer. We also released the Climatarian menu, which is a select bunch of items that have low carbon emissions. We certainly have gotten rid of basically all plastic that we've dealt with in operations at an opportune time, which I would say plastic is sky high as a cost. So, you know, hopefully other restaurants will economically see the benefit of getting rid of plastic. But yeah, all those things were not counter to COVID or the customer. They're just things we had time to take initiative on.
Well, and that's great. And, you know, sort of talking about the way that you source your foods, you are very conscious of where it's coming from and of how the foods are brought to you and of how much CO2 is involved. And so how did any of that get affected by all of the supply shortages that we've seen and that we're going to see probably for the next few months? Because it doesn't seem like you guys have really suffered.
Yeah, well, yeah. So for the beginning, mid-COVID, it was the opposite, where the farms had extra produce and chicken supply was plenty. And so there was no supply issues. And now, actually, over the last 2 months, it's shifted to a supply issue where there's just not enough of everything, mostly on the protein side. Honestly, on the produce side, farms have been pretty steady and unaffected overall. But at this point, we only have one animal protein, which is chicken. We've got rid of our beef in favor of Beyond Meat. We've even introduced dairy and chicken, which is a plant-based chicken. So, you know, we have other ways that we that are more sustainable for our customers to eat for products that are affected. But our supply chain team and operations team has done a great job making sure that we have the supply needed for our customers, no matter what the item is. And so our customers have not been affected by any of these supply chain issues that some other restaurants might have been affected by.
Which is, I mean, which is definitely something to tip your hat to, because a lot of people were affected and badly. So, you know, to kind of get back to what you guys did during 2020 to really innovate and keep things going. I mean, you made more money and you kept stores open, which is a feat already, but you also did, you started Just Grocery, which in the middle of the pandemic, you were giving people food delivered. You were giving them some of your goods. There was a lot of toilet paper when the city was hit with that shortage, which I'm sure we all want to black out that any human ever did that. But you guys introduced that and it's still going strong. Can you talk about how that program worked? And now it's sort of shifted into your meal delivery, which we'll get to too. But
yeah, I mean, Just Grocery was something we introduced early in the pandemic as a result of our employees who wanted to go home and be able to take things like paper towels and avocados and certain items and not have to go into a store or wait weeks for fulfillment from different grocery delivery services. So we designed it for us and our employees in mind in New York City with those shortages. And we released it out to the public. It was met with a lot of fanfare. A lot of people used it quite frequently at a time where they didn't have many other options. Once supply caught up, you know, we didn't have a clear path to take on Amazon Grocery and Fresh Direct and Peapod. So in the end, I think it was a really good journey that then led us to developing meal kits and bottle dressings for sale. And that's kind of what Just Grocery evolved into. And that's something that will probably be long lasting on our menu even after COVID.
Yeah, what was that like getting the infrastructure in place? Because you didn't really have anything like that before, and you were able to transition it into the meal kits, which you're doing now and are ready to be delivered. But you didn't really have something like this in place before Just Grocery, and it sort of had to get turned on its head immediately.
Yeah, look, I think we're Just Salad's a nimble company. We're you know, roughly 40 corporate employees. We're all on the younger side, all tech focused, and all here to build something great. And so we saw an opportunity, we looked at it as a fun project that we're all working from home. You know, let's get on Zoom calls and build a new product that can do hopefully a public good and maybe turn into something bigger from a business perspective.
And, you know, being a young leader of a young team, how did that help you during the pandemic? I mean, we saw everyone shoot right to technology, which was an issue for some, and you guys are a smaller company. How do you think that being a younger team that was communicating all the time, how was that helping you? I mean, you didn't even know you needed it, but turned out it helped.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling me young. I appreciate that. yeah, I think it's certainly... being on the younger side of a CEO just certainly impacts the way you run a business in ways I'm probably not even sure of, but I think I'm naturally tech and sustainability focused. So I don't need to be convinced by others or taught the importance of those things. They're innate within me. And, you know, I think that it is helpful to be on the younger side, but you know, I'm actually at a point where the challenge is now making sure I continue to stay connected with Gen Z and making sure I don't get too old for the position from a mindset perspective.
Hey, knowing that you could get too old for it is kind of one of the most important things, to always be willing to learn. So, yeah. I mean, speaking of technology, what are you guys planning on doing in the future? You have your app, you do a lot of pickup ordering, you do a lot of really cool things with technology. What are you guys doing moving forward?
I can't really give all the secrets away on this call, but yeah, we have a lot of initiative behind the scenes around environmental sustainability and technology. I would say bricks and mortars, physical expansion is a big focus of ours right now. And, you know, we're not as interested right now in creating new product lines at this point, but executing on our physical growth plans is really important.
It's so nice to hear brick and mortar again. I mean, I love virtual restaurants, but it's so nice to just hear that you can go into something that people are planning on seeing humans face to face again. I mean, it's so nice. And as you guys expand, I mean, are you still, we saw during the pandemic that suburban locations became really big for companies that were really based in urban areas. Are you guys looking to expand more in just suburban areas, or are you sort of staying with what's done you well?
Yeah, I mean, I think both have done us well. We have 6 really successful stores in Florida. We have 4 stores in North Carolina, all over, that have done well, from Raleigh to Charlotte. You know, we look to densify those suburban markets, mostly residential markets, absolutely. And then, you know, we do not think office is dead. So where there are opportunities with landlords that are very aggressive to work with us in those types of urban settings, we'll absolutely take advantage of those situations.
So what I'm hearing is lots of growth, lots of tech that we don't know yet, but is going to be really cool about sustainability. So what do you say as a leader to people who come to the company and are saying, you know, I'd like to work at Just Salad at a corporate level? What do you say to these people? What kind of a company are you guys? What do you say to really bring them into the fold here?
Well, I think it starts with the mission. So, you know, our mission is to make everyday health and sustainability possible. So you better be interested in health. You better be interested in sustainability. They're working, everyone at the company works directly in some capacity with a passionate founder and CEO. So some people like that, some people don't. You want to be one of those people that likes to be thrown in the fire and enjoys that interaction. But yeah, we're laser focused on our mission. Our team is well, and it's a really exciting journey, but it's a lot of hard work. And it's got to be the right person for that fit. But yeah, you know, I think the exciting thing about Just Salad culturally is the best idea always wins. And there's a lot of ideas thrown around, and people in very unsuspecting positions can absolutely change the entire direction of our company, and do so very frequently. A lot of the best ideas do not come from myself. They come from me acknowledging a great idea, or other chiefs acknowledging a great idea. And that could be from a store level employee, or that could be from someone in HR or accounting.
So you kind of have a culture of speaking up and of sharing ideas, which usually makes employees happier, I would say. So what is it like? I mean, you grew this company, you're the founder, you've seen it through a lot in 15 years, right?
15 or 16 years. Yeah. It's 15 years. No, 15 years. Right. Right.
So, I mean, you've seen it through a recession in New York, which was pretty bad.
The recession was nothing compared to COVID. Come on, man.
And then now we're in COVID, and, you know, but you were still, what was it like being a passionate founder, as you said, and being here and being in the center of the country in New York, and having a business where you really wanted to focus on sustainability? How has that been throughout the troubles in the world, where you've been able to keep sustainability as the centerpiece? I mean, that's what you guys are known for now, 50 stores later and 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, I feel proud. I want to continue to focus and lead the industry in sustainability. And I, you know, personally, protecting the earth is very important to me. And I don't want to look back 10 years from now, oh, I had a successful company, But wow, did I create a tremendous amount of trash and garbage. Almost looking, you know, looking back the way maybe an oil executive or an executive that Philip Morris might have felt when they realized, wow, we did great, but what do we do to the world? And I think I feel good that we are trying to make a real difference on how people consume at restaurants and the impact that we can have. And so I'm energized and excited about that focus. And it does not run counter to business. You know, that is a almost a shortcut some executives in this industry take. It's absolutely not counter. Consumers demand it, consumers respect it, and consumers know the brands that are doing it to do it and doing it to lead. And versus doing it to say they're doing it. And so I think that to me is something that is very easy for us to be all in on.
And have customers responded? I mean, obviously you're still around, but after COVID and everything that happened, have they responded to how you've stayed true to your mission?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I think our commitment to sustainability has definitely resonated with customers. You can physically see it when you walk into our stores. Our reusable bowl program is alive and well, and we have a lot of other initiatives that I think customers are going to be taking advantage of in the next couple of years. I think sometimes there's an emotional tax to customers that are eating at restaurants and creating a lot of trash themselves. And they don't get that as much when they come to Just Salad. We're not perfect, by the way. We need to continue to improve and do better. But I think people feel better about their sustainability tax when they come to Just Salad.